Thank you for rocking with the Good Life Podcast, The Kickback. It's your boy, Good Life underscore Russ. Thank you for tuning in every week. Make sure you hit that subscribe button for us. You can find us on Facebook at Good Life Podcast, The Kickback. And you can find us on Instagram at Good Kickback. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your boy, Good Life Russ. This is the Good Life Podcast, The Kickback. What's up, everybody? What's up, man? I ain't talked to y'all since last Monday. It's been a whole week. We are back to Mondays now. Every Monday, we're going to have a pod for you. During the week, we'll have a few bonus episodes for you. But we thugging this year. We outside. When it hits April 7th, we will officially be 3 years old, yo. 3 years old. That's a long time we've been doing this show. We've been giving y'all so much content. There's at least 175 plus episodes. Please make sure you go listen to the old episodes. Give me some feedback. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know how we were doing. Tell us if you don't like it. Tell us if you love it. I don't give a shit. Just talk about it. Just share. Make sure y'all are having these conversations day to day. So today, we're going to talk about some fucking runaways, yo. We're going to talk about some runaways. Stop running away from your problems. Stop running away from your problems, bro. Face what hurts you. Face what hurts you. There is so much freedom. There's so much peace. There is a whole new life on the other side of you facing that fear. Of you just standing up to the thing that has you cowering, has you running away. Why does all these things have y'all flight risk out here, yo? Stand on your own two. Stand on what you say you're going to do and commit to something. Then be consistent with it. Stop trying to be so competitive with shit. With living, with spending, with dating. Be more consistent. Be more present. But if you're running from problem to problem, running to new person, that's not... You don't want to be consistent that way. That's not productive consistency. You're consistently doing the wrong thing. You're consistently doing something that you know doesn't work, but probably pretending it does, or probably waiting around for the results to change. That's insanity. Stop doing the same shit that got you standing where you are, looking in the mirror where you are, your account where it is, motherfuckers not liking you how they don't like you, your job fucking ready to get rid of your ass. Stop making choices every day that land you right there. Make some new choices. Make some new choices that may send you new places. You can't control where you're going to be sent when you head on a new journey. You can't control what you're going to see along the way. You embark on that journey to embrace the unknowns, to embrace what is new. Because you know if you've never seen it before, I mean, it's new. It's new to you. So go off of that. Don't go off of what's new to everybody else or what everybody else been doing or what everybody else think you should be doing right now. What everybody else think you should have been doing the last 10 years. What do you want to do right now? Where do you want your life to be? Make that progress right now. Participate right now. Take them steps right now. And sometimes it's love. Not always romantic love. Not always love with a person. It can be love with a career. It could be love with, for me, it was basketball. It was my love of basketball. It could be something you have to lose. You're going to have to detach from. So you can't be running away from things because you're afraid to lose them either. You can't not commit to where you are because you're afraid it's going to leave one day either. All good things must come to an end. Everything is going to leave one day. And your whole basis of accepting something has to be you preparing for the day it's going to leave. I feel it's irresponsible to be accepting all this shit and manifesting and asking and praying for all these things. And you're not even appreciating them. You don't even respect them. You're not even preparing yourself for the day it's going to go. You're sitting, twiddling your thumbs, thinking this motherfucker's always going to be here. So now you can start planning your life around it always being here, which you're setting yourself up for the greatest failure you probably had in your life. You're setting yourself up for the biggest disappointment. There's no growth in fear. There's no growth in running away. There's no growth in ignoring your problems. There's no accountability there either. You're just fucking waiting around. For what? What are you waiting around for? Because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow anyways. So if you're waiting around, you're still in the unknown. So you might as well prepare for it. You might as well research and read up on it. You might as well fucking start thinking about what your life may be like next year. Manifesting the life you do want. And then living in accordance to that manifestation. You know what I mean? If you can't walk away from something, you don't deserve it. You shouldn't have it. And that's my philosophy. That's my principle in life. If you're not prepared to go without this thing, you're going to abuse it. You're going to use it. You're going to become addicted to it. You're going to become obsessive of it. You're going to resent it. You're going to push it away. You're always going to run from it. You're always going to loot it. You won't respect it, though. You don't respect yourself enough to decide that I wasn't ready for this. Put yourself on the bench. You always got to be in the game. Oh, I'm in the game. I'm ready to go. This is enough for me. I can do this. No, it's not. No, it's not. Just because you've seen this motherfucker on TV handling this lifestyle, just because you've seen this person in Africa handling this lifestyle, just because you knew this motherfucker from third grade who can handle this lifestyle now, doesn't mean you can. You have to assess your life where your life is, or you're going to be running your whole life because you're out of fear. You're too afraid to assess things because it might be too hard. You're too afraid to entertain the idea that you may love this person because they may leave. You're too afraid to go out for this job because it might reject you. It might not want you back. It might not be your year to get this job. You may get it in 3 years. But if you shut down now and you run away from opportunity now because you didn't get it now, guess what? You'll never get it. You're never going to get that opportunity. It's how opportunities work. They come. They come, they come, they come. And we got to be prepared for them. We got to start manifesting on them. We got to start researching the possibility of us not getting what we want. And then ask ourselves, what are you prepared to do now? What are you prepared to do now? You know what I mean? We can't keep deluding ourselves of the truth. We can't keep living in this fantasy world and just pretending, you know, that things are okay. We're sitting in this house of flames and, oh, it's fine. Everything's cool while everything is burning and collapsing around you. It's not fine. It's not okay. And that's okay. The idea that you cannot be okay is okay, my nigga. You won't always be okay. That's not being at peace. You won't always be smiling. That's not happiness. Happiness and peace is being able to live your life the way you want. It's having control of your life. It's deciding if today I want to do nothing, I do nothing. But if you got 10 things pulling you which way, it's hard to attract and go towards the things you want. It's hard to understand the things that are meant for you because you're trying to worry about what's not meant for you. You're living through fear. You're trying to get what you want by avoiding what you don't want. That is not how it works. You attract what you want. And through discipline, you don't accept what you don't want. That's how all this works. That's that law of attraction y'all need to start paying attention to. Speak, entertain, listen to the things you want. Visualize, dream, prepare for the things you want. Don't run away from the things you don't want. Because then it's just going to attract the things you don't want because you're putting so much energy towards it, because you're focusing on it so much. Stop thinking there's bitterness and resentment when you say you hate somebody. There's love in that shit. There's love in that shit. You have to love something to really hate it. You're obsessing about it. So fuck all that hater shit, because that's where all your love is going. Towards the shit you claim you don't want the most. Towards the people you claim you don't like the most. Towards the motherfuckers you crack jokes against the most. That's what you're attracting. That's you. You're putting so much fucking energy and focus on one thing. I bet that's going to come hurtling towards your ass. The fuck, you ever played with a magnet before? That's how this shit works. So only speak the things you want. Only talk about what you're prepared to do. Only think and put yourself in situations you're prepared to act on. But stop worrying about shit you ain't going to do nothing about anyways. Stop pretending like you care where you are. You don't. You just don't want to be where you were. Hell, that could have landed you anywhere. And a lot of y'all sitting in motherfuckers' lives because you don't want to be in your life because you ran out of places to run to. So now you hiding off in other people's life. That shit is weakness. We have no room for weakness if your agenda is to break generational curses. If you're trying to build generational wealth, you have no room for weakness. You have no room for insecurities. You have no room for fear and running away from what you're destined. A purpose that was fucking assigned to you before you even became a thing, a living, breathing thing in this realm. Like, come on, bro. What you on? Where the fuck you running to? Y'all gonna have the best calves in the fucking universe. Where are you running to, yo? Deal with your fucking shit or it's gonna grow. You dig? Deal with your shit or it won't go away. What you feed will grow. So you feed into all that fear. You feed into all that scariness. You feed into not wanting to go somewhere. Like, oh, well, I'm going to be here because I didn't want to go there. Man, fuck all that. That's comparison, bro. You shouldn't be comparing where you are to where you're trying to go or where you were. There are two different places. Being present is where you're always going to be. Your past and your fuck-ups was who you were. The person that you dream about is who you will become. You feel me? Look, they're not the same things. That's the law of detachment. Just because you want things to be similar doesn't mean they are. And a lot of the things that we deem different, a lot of things we deem separate or similar, they're one and the same. So there is no time to fear. There is no time to be afraid. There's no time to backtrack. There's no time to dilly-dally. There's no time to fucking hide out in other niggas' lives. There's no time to loiter in places you don't want to be. There's no time for that. How y'all got all this fucking time, bro? How? To do all this nonsense and go all these places as places you claim you don't want to be. Places you didn't ask to go. It looked like you did. It looked like you asked for all these things that's in your life, the misfortune included. You cannot live in fear. You will die many fucking deaths. The real dies but once, bro. You taste death that one time, and that's that final curtain close. That's that final hoorah. And you should only experience that one time. You shouldn't be dying a little bit inside every day because you're so afraid. Because you don't want to make choices because you know where your last choices led you. You don't want to drink because you're afraid of the decisions you make when you're drunk. Clean your mind up. And not to say you want to go out there and get lit, but we shouldn't be avoiding things. I don't live through avoidance. You dig? If there's something that I just can't resonate with, I won't do. I will get out of my mind that this is meant for me, but I won't be sitting here fucking worrying about and resenting something I didn't get or something I wasn't prepared for. Now I can't have it, bro. It wasn't meant for me. Everything ain't for everybody. So attract and go for the things that's meant for you and stop trying to take food out of people's mouths because you hungry, because you don't know how to provide your own fucking meal. Teach yourself how to cook. Boom. That's step one. Give yourself more meals. That's step two. Give yourself the knowledge. That's step three. And keep going, rinse and repeat. But at no point should you be worried about what somebody else doing enough that you think they have more than you, that you're going to take some from them to make the fucking field even. It's been even. The fact both of y'all woke up today, it was an even playing field. What you did with that 24 hours is on you, and what they did is on them, and I guarantee it put y'all in two different places in life. That's the difference. It has nothing to do with being born with any type of colored spoon in your fucking mouth. It has nothing to do with your hue and complexion anymore. They already did the worst of that. Now we're living in a time where we have nothing to complain about because we can actually get up and do something about our fucking life. We can actually get off our asses and change the world now. We don't have to wait for some bills and rights, and we don't have to be spoon-fed nonsense. We have the truth now. So there ain't no fucking excuse. I get it. It's hard. It's hard when there's no excuse. It's hard when you got to hold yourself accountable. That's why I live that way every day. I hold myself accountable even when I don't want to. Even in times that I was my most wrong, I hold myself accountable because that's where growth lies. That's where I'm going to be able to stand strong on what I say. That's where I'm going to be able to love this person for as long as I can and not just this summer. That's I'm going to be able to put into my businesses and brands the rest of my life. I'm going to put into my kids the rest of their life, not just when they're 18. Like, that's standing and committing to where you're going. That's committing to your purpose and who you are. And a lot of y'all don't know where y'all are. That's why you don't know where you're going. So you got to get to know yourself first. You got to get to love yourself. You got to treat yourself like you the best fucking thing walking in your life because you are. You are your best ally and asset. So build up in yourself and you'll stop running from your own fucking life and problems and fix them and deal with them. You had the balls to make that problem, how the balls to stand up to that fucking problem. And if somebody else is giving you problems, get away from them. You don't have to keep them around in your life because they always been around. You don't got to keep them around because y'all got the same last name, the same blood flowing through you. Fuck all that. If they a problem, get rid of them. That's how we deal problems. We get rid of them. I start talking to you. I ignore you. You don't exist to me no more because you decided you was going to be a problem in my life and I don't have toxic problems. I don't have negative problems in my life. I have good problems. What we going to eat today? What design we putting out this year for my business? How this book going, right? You dig? I'm writing my first book right now, The Spiritual Wolf King, bro. When that book comes out, make sure y'all buy copies. It's going to be on Audible. It's going to be everywhere. I'm putting that book. We outside with it. You dig? We out here. So right now, that's where my energy is going towards. You feel me? It ain't nothing personal to the people that feel like I'm ghosting them or not talking to them. It ain't nothing personal. I put me first. When it's time to work on my shit, I work on my shit. I drown everything else out because I'm under the impression everybody else is working on their shit too. So there's nobody that should be sitting around like, why ain't you worried about me? Why don't you focus on me? Nigga, work on your shit. Do your own shit, bro. I'm doing my shit and I'm about to change the fucking world. If niggas ain't on that same change the world level of shit I'm doing, we ain't on the same page like you think we on the same page. I'm not here for people. I'm not here to entertain motherfuckers. This ain't no zoo. I'm out here to house people, you dig? I'm here to use people that's going to help me for my growth and where I'm going and my children and my path and my business and my brothers and my sisters, you dig? And my village. That's what I'm here for. So if you ain't on that, I don't know what the fuck you on. But go do that shit over there because you ain't on what I'm on. You feel me? And this is what I'm doing right here. We're going to keep bringing y'all this pie all year, every year. But I'm not stopping until I run out of fucking words to say I become deaf or mute. Or whatever I become, think I'm going to write this shit out. We getting these words out. We're getting these conversations out. Y'all going to get these bars. Y'all going to get this growth. Y'all going to see me tap into another level I haven't tapped into. And I'm not competing with not one person on this earth other than myself and my past work and my past achievements. And personally, I don't feel like I did shit yet. So imagine how my next work going to look. This whole year, 2022, was a whole fresh new start for me. But through experience. So now I'm about to show y'all the beast. I'm about to show you the wolf. I'm about to really show you how to fucking just love on yourself and pour into yourself and invest in yourself and create discipline and take care of yourself and nurture yourself and hold yourself accountable and be honest with yourself. You dig? And then you will be able to live through your truth, not other people's truth. You don't have to live through nobody's truth. Hey, motherfucker, say, I hate a liar. Stop worrying about other people's truth. Your truth is only privy to you. It should only be privy and matter to you. That's your truth. And that truth evolves and changes as you grow and mature. We should never be dead set on one level of thinking, on one mindset. Your mindset evolves. Your mindset changes. That's why evolution is a real thing. We're living it every day. You should be evolving every day, even if it's in the slightest, from where you were. You can't look at your neighbor and say, oh, well, I need to add 10 more. Because, nah, you were at 5. If you want to add 10 more, cool. You want to add 5 more, double that up, cool. You want to add 1, cool. Just add. Just be growing. Stop taking away from your life. Stop taking away from your abundance and your blessings and then crying because ain't nothing left around, bro. You letting that happen every day. You run from your responsibilities, they're going to leave you. So handle your responsibilities. Stand on what the fuck you're supposed to stand on, you dig? Let's be productive this week. Let's be beastie this week. Let's go get this money. Let's break these fucking curses. Let's build this fucking wealth, you dig? Follow us on IG. We at the Good Kickback on Facebook. We at Good Life Podcast, the Kickback. It is your boy, Good Life Russ. I will forever be Good Life Russ. I am always going to be good. You feel me? That's what the fuck I do. All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed.